The Honorary Member Award is the most prestigious award given by ASPRS. By rule, there can only be 25 honorary members at any one time, and these are appointed for life. At this time, if there are any honorary members in the audience, can you please stand and be recognized? Today we recognize one new honorary member, Dr. Thomas Lillisand. Tom's accomplishments are detailed in the awards program, so I'll just hit on a few highlights of his career. Tom is a professor emeritus of the Nelson Institute for Environmental Studies, the Department of Forest Ecology and Management, and the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He obtained his formal education in civil engineering from the University of Wisconsin-Madison, finishing with a PhD in 1973. He immediately began his career as a remote sensing educator on the faculty of the State University of New York, Syracuse College of Environmental Science and Forestry. From 1978 to 1982, he taught at the University of Minnesota and directed that university's remote sensing laboratory. He joined the faculty at University of Wisconsin-Madison in 1982 and was the director of Wisconsin's Environmental Remote Sensing Center. Tom has taught numerous courses and advised a total of 76 master's and PhD graduate students over the course of his academic career. Many of these have become leaders in key positions in academia, government, and the private sector. The scope of Tom's highly interdisciplinary research activity has spanned from statewide and regional land cover classification and change detection to applications of remote sensing in forestry and agriculture, civil engineering, long-term ecosystem science, climate change, and water resources management. He's the senior author of the book Remote Sensing and Image Interpretation, first published in 1979 and now in its sixth edition. It has been translated into several languages, making it one of the most used remote sensing texts and references in the world.
Yeah, there's more.
Tom has chaired and served on numerous key committees for ASPRS and served as the national president of ASPRS from 1998 to 99. Tom has received several national awards for his professional accomplishments, including the Alan Gordon Memorial Award for Scientific Achievements in Remote Sensing and Image Interpretation, the Talbert Abrams Award for Excellence in Authorship and Recording of Scientific Development in Photogrammetry, the Earl J. Fennell Award for Outstanding Contributions to Education in the Mapping Sciences, and the SAIC SD's Memorial Teaching Award. Tom is a fellow in ASPRS, a certified photogrammetrist, and a certified mapping scientist in the field of remote sensing. Tom retired in 2006 after 33 years as a teacher, researcher, and advisor. In retirement, he continues to serve as the president of the Board of Trustees of the ASPRS Foundation, and he also consults part-time basis, primarily as an expert witness. So congratulations to Tom Lillisand. Our next award is the Robert N. Caldwell Memorial Fellowship. This award goes to Sergio Bernardes, a doctoral candidate in geography at the University of Georgia. His research involves multi-temporal and multi-sensor analyses of the biophysical parameters of vegetation in the Brazilian Amazon forest and savanna transition areas. Mr. Bernardes' research on the modeling of carbon sources and sinks, understanding human impacts on the Brazilian Amazon forest and savanna, and advancing remote sensing image processing techniques will provide an important contribution to global change monitoring modeling. His research program is consistent with the emphasis on practical applications of remote sensing to natural resources that characterize the career of Dr. Caldwell, in whose memory this fellowship is awarded. Financial support from this fellowship will allow him to travel to Brazil to complete an accuracy assessment of his image classification results. His work will establish important linkages between remote sensing and ground measurements in tropical forests. And Marguerite Madden is accepting the award for Mr. Bernardes. The next award is the newly established Abraham Anson Memorial Scholarship. This scholarship was established to encourage students who have an exceptional interest in pursuing scientific research or education in geospatial science or technology related to photogrammetry, remote sensing, surveying, and mapping, to enter a professional field where they can use the knowledge of their discipline to excel in their profession. The award is supported from funds donated by the Anson Bequest and contributions from the Society and Potomac Region as a tribute to Abe Anson's many contributions to the field of photogrammetry remote sensing and his long dedicated service to the Society. Ms. Nicole Wyant has been selected for the 2009 award. She's a final year student studying for her Bachelor of Science in Geography and Bachelor of Science in Mathematics degrees at Kansas State University. Ms. Wyant is expected to graduate in May and intends to pursue further studies in a graduate program in remote sensing. And Myra Anson is here representing the Anson family. Congratulations, Ms. Wyant. Our final award this morning is also newly established. It is the John O. Behrens Institute for Land Information Memorial Scholarship. It was established by the Institute for Land Information as a tribute to the many contributions of Mr. Behrens to the field of geographic and land-related information and technology. John O. Behrens was a founder of the ILI. The purpose of the award is to encourage students and persons who have an exceptional interest in pursuing scientific research or education in geospatial science or technology or land information systems records to enter a professional field where they can use the knowledge of this discipline to excel in their profession. Christopher Griffith of Penn State University is the first recipient of this scholarship. He represents the goals of John Behrens in advancing the value of land information in pursuing scientific research and education. Mr. Griffith is an excellent student with top grades who is active in professional societies, respected by his colleagues, and recognized as a model student by his professors. Mr. Griffith comes from a strong engineering program and has pursued coursework in geospatial science and land information disciplines, including land surveying, photogrammetry, and GIS. Is John Roller here? Okay. And Marguerite Madden will accept the award from Mr. Griffith.